ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program A Bridge. In this program, we look at the supplications of Al-Imam Al-Sajjad alayhi salamullah, which are found in the book As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah. We are at supplication number 8, and we are looking at the Imam alayhi salam seeking refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from ضعف الصبر, the lack of patience, and the weakness of patience. We did say previously that this life itself is based on trials and tribulations and calamities. It was never meant and designed for happiness and eternal bliss. No. It is actually the contrary to that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He loves His creation, and especially man, Allah loves mankind. There's nothing more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than mankind. In a hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks to his prophet Musa. He says to him, Ya Musa, ma khalaqtu khalqan ahabbu ilayya min abdi al-mu'min. There's no creation that I have created more beloved to me than my mu'min believing servant. Wa innama abtalihu. However, this beautiful, beloved servant of mine, I trial him. Why, O Allah, if you love him so much, why would you trial him? Isn't this a punishment? What kind of love is this? Is this tough love, as we say? Or is there a point to it? Or obviously there's a point to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that includes the trials. What that is, inshallah, we will mention it right after the break.
Rabbana,
a path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. I was telling you the hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, which is through Musa alayhi salam talking to Allah, where Allah says to him, I love my mu'min servant so much, and I will trial him. Why, O Allah? He says, لِمَا هُوَ خَيْرٌ لَهُ وَأَزْوِي عَنْهُ لِمَا هُوَ خَيْرٌ لَهُ. I trial him because I want the best for him, and I push away everything that is harmful for him. So you are faced with poverty, you know, be less money, less wealth. You're having problem in the house, problem with a spouse, problem with a child. I don't know, you have debts, whatever problems you might be going through. It could be a trial from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And why is Allah trying you? Obviously because He loves you and because He's trying to push away something from you. If Allah would have given you the money that you require or the thing that you've asked for, maybe that will push you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe that will take you away from Him. But that kind of trial is for your own benefit. And Allah says, وَأَنَا أَعْلَمْ بِمَا يُصْلُحُ عَلَيْهِ عَبْدِي. And I know what fixes and reforms my servant. وَلْيَشْكَرْ نُعَمَائِي. When he's trialed, he will be thankful. He will thank my blessings, because sometimes we are very arrogant creatures. When Allah gives us, we think it is ours and our own. You know, I call this the Qaruni concept, where Qarun says in the Quran, إِنَّمَا أَتَيْتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. Wherever this treasure I have, it is only because of my knowledge. Allah has nothing to do with it. Even though he asked Musa alayhi salam to pray for him. So Allah says, I want to see, am my servant thankful or not? Because sometimes if he gives us too much, sometimes we forget to ask. But when we are in calamity and in a problem, we seem to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for not having anything. Which, you know, that's the point Allah is trying to prove. And this is what he wants for us as well. And he says, وَلِيَرْضَ بِقَضَائِ. So he is content with my will. If I will for him to be in this case, I want to see him content. That's a test for my servant. Is he going to, you know, share that love back with me? Or is it just a one-way love? That when I trial him with some problems, he's going to give up or not? I've seen many people, once they go through a trial, they say to Allah, why? And they start complaining. And some people, I've seen this, some people, they get upset with Allah. They said, oh Allah, I'm going to pray and fast for you, but me and you are over. I mean, seriously. Where is patience then? Let us take a break and then we continue right after.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. The hadith continues and he says, وَلِيَرْضَ بِقَضَائِي. So he is content with my decree, with my will. If he does so, if he is patient on calamities, he is a good servant, a believing servant, he upholds his bargain, he shows me patience, he shows me perseverance, and, you know, whatever I say, whatever I do to him, he's happy, he's thankful, he's content with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which obviously all these things happen when we have patience, when we have sabr. Without it, obviously, none of this will happen. Allah says, I will write him, أَكْتُبُهُ فِي الصِّدِّيقِينَ عندي. I write him among the disciples, among the saints, among the truthful in the book. Obviously, these guys hold a high regard. You know, they have the highest level in heaven. Allah says, he who goes through problems and troubles and calamities and shows me patience and shows me that fact that he is content and he is thankful to me, those are the ones that I will write them in that book. And also Allah says, وَإِذَا عَمِلَ بِرِضَائِ وَأَطَاعَ أَمْرِ. If he does what I decreed for him, what I asked of him, and became obedience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like I said, sometimes we need to understand the purpose of life itself. It is not meant for me and you to work day and night to make money, to have a better house, to have a better everything, so we could live happily ever after. Happily ever after is not in this world, my friends. It's in the hereafter. Even here, yes, I should have a better car, I should have a better house, but not on the expense of my faith, not on the expense of my patience, not on the expense of disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this has to be kept in mind, that we do need patience first and foremost in order for us to be successful. And without patience, everything will fade. So Imam suggests, oh Allah, if I have weak patience, I seek refuge in you. Please, I beg you, help me. Don't leave me alone. Increase my strength. Increase my patience. So I can be successful. I can be among the Siddiqeen in your books. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al-Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواه از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد